years. I'm... And if you listened to the previous episode, you'll know I'm recording this right after the other one. So here I am, sipping my delicious, refreshing grapefruit soda with chai masala. I'm also going to have a little smoky smoke. Oh, I'm going to have my Nevada, my high CBD one, because I don't feel like being too high. For this recording, we are making pomegranate and poppy seed wings from the Flavor Equation. I saw these last weekend and was instantly like, have to make them. Love pomegranate molasses. Haven't eaten chicken wings in a long time. So this will be great. I stopped my local store to get said chicken wings, and I got enormous chicken wings. These are not any dainty fucking chickens these came off of. These are beastly chickens. Big chickens. So I'm thinking they're going to take a little bit longer to bake, because these are baked chicken wings. And our friend Kenji Lopez-Alt makes an appearance because some of his techniques are thrown into this recipe. But I'm going to toss these in the oven because they're going to need 15 minutes to cook first round. And then I have to flip them over and cook them again for at least another 15 minutes. So we're going to start with popping those in the oven. And then we'll talk through the recipe and keep going from there. My finger's stuck in my sheet pan. Stupid Target sheet pan. So my oven is at 450 degrees. And my chicken wings are actually sitting on a rack. They've been on this rack all night with a mixture of baking soda and salt on them. They've been left exposed so they can dry out, because this is the key to getting a crispy chicken wing, even if you have a fryer. And since we don't, I'm not doing a fryer here at home. I'm hoping that this works, because I would love to be able to have really good chicken wings at home without much fuss, because chicken wings are cheap. They cook pretty quickly and, you know, well, it's been a long day. I'm hungry and I am ready to be done recording. So this probably will go fairly quickly, but let's start with our ingredients here. And I am making a full batch of these. I was going to half this for just myself, but I'm really hungry and I figured if I had leftovers, I really wouldn't mind, hopefully. And then I can come up with something creative to do with this as a secondary meal. Here are the ingredients. We need 2 pounds of chicken wings, 2 teaspoons of baking powder and fine sea salt. Then for the sauce, we need 1/4 cup of unsalted butter, 2 teaspoons of poppy seeds, 2 teaspoons of red chili flakes, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon ground black pepper, 1/4 cup pomegranate molasses, 1/4 cup prepared mustard, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar and fine sea salt. And here is the recipe in detail. And then we'll get into the flavor bit of this, because it's actually more of a technique-based than the flavor-based. But crunchiness is obviously an essential part of any dish. But crunchiness can be an essential part of a dish. So let's get through this. To prepare the wings, pat them dry with clean paper towels. Place in a medium bowl. Sprinkle with the baking... Oh, shit. It was baking powder. Why baking powder? Not just baking soda. Shit. That sucks. Because I really thought it was just baking soda because of reading that. And that I'd written it down wrong. But it was baking powder. Because he went on about the baking soda. Hopefully baking soda is fine. And the baking powder is not so much of a thing. You'll have to go back because this is using a technique from Kenji Lopez-Alt. As if they ever have one time when this is not going awry that I'm doing a brand new recipe. Well, we'll find out what happens. So we've got baking soda on there, not baking powder. Season with salt, toss to coat evenly, place a wire rack on a baking sheet, arrange the wings on the rack, and leave them in the refrigerator to dry overnight. If you're tight on space, arrange the wings on clean paper towels over smaller plates and refrigerate. You may need to discard and replace the paper towels after 12 hours if they get too wet. I had plenty of room in my second fridge. We did the rack. I did do paper towel underneath just in case they were drippy, but didn't even seem to put off that much moisture, so that's fine. Preheat the oven to 450 degrees. Line the baking sheet with foil. Okay, I didn't do that either. Lord almighty. I even, like, really prepped for today, but obviously I'm getting to the point in the day where I'm tired and not paying as much attention. Line a baking sheet with foil. Place the wire rack with the rings on the sheet. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes. Flip the wings and bake until the skin starts to get crispy and golden brown. An additional 15 to 20 minutes. The internal temperature of the chicken should read 165 degrees on an instant read thermometer. Transfer the wings into a large mixing bowl. To make this sauce, which I'm going to do in just a minute, melt the butter in a small saucepan over medium-high heat. When the butter melts, add the poppy seeds, red chili, cumin, and black pepper. Swirl to cook for 30 seconds until the poppy seeds sizzle. Remove from the heat and stir in molasses, mustard, sugar. Taste and adjust with salt. So I'm going to mix my butter mixture into my molasses, mustard, sugar mixture. I'm going to put the sugar in now because I'm just going to put it into a measuring cup because you're not cooking it. And yeah, it'll be easier to clean the pan after just butter's been in it. We're at 8 minutes. So let's talk about the sauce and then I will check my wings. Make the sauce, melt the butter, pour a half cup of the sauce, so roughly half the sauce, over the hot wings and toss to coat, garnish with minced chives. Serve the hot wings with remaining sauce to dip. So let's look at these puppies and see how ashamed I should be for not paying enough attention. Not a lot going on yet. Does look like the skin's nice and dry though. Hopefully. It's all good. All right, so let's make our sauce. I've got my quarter cup of butter sitting on the pan and a little saucepan over here. And then I've got my spices. Except I don't have my pepper. So do our pepper. I need a tablespoon of brown fat. Oh, okay. That's good. Nice sizzly butter in there. Got a little bit more to go, about a patty's worth. Got my spices all mixed up and ready to go. And they're sitting here next to the butter. So as soon as that's completely melted, we'll add those in. While I'm waiting, I'm going to mix up my pomegranate molasses with the mustard and sugar. So that is ready to roll as soon as that butter comes off the heat. Well, I picked a saute pan, but it's fine. It's holding steady. So I'm going to add this sizzling butter with spices into this pomegranate molasses. And that's it. Really simple sauce. Gotta love it. Oh, and that smells delightful. I'm on board. It's getting sputtery in there. We're at 15 minutes. I'm gonna give it another couple minutes in there. Let's read our flavor approach while I'm waiting to flip my wings. The flavor approach. Moisture and dryness are natural enemies. To make a crispy chicken wing, water must be drawn to the surface of the skin and wicked away. You can achieve this by using the combined action of salt and exposing the wings to air in the refrigerator. I use Kenji Lopez Alt's method of applying baking soda to the chicken's skin. The baking soda helps with browning because it increases the pH in the presence of heat and facilitates the Maillard reaction. Pomegranate molasses and the vinegar in the prepared mustard is the chief souring agent in this dish. Adding a sweetener such as dark brown sugar adds sweetness and an earthy character to the sauce, balancing the acidity from the pomegranate molasses. I'm really intrigued by the poppy seeds in this, and I wish he'd included some more about that, but he didn't. Just have to wonder. Wonder. So we're going to flip these puppies over. They are looking pretty nice. These gigantic frickin' chicken wings. Jeez Louise. They're just so huge. Last thing I need to do is chop my chives. I'm drying each of these one by one with a paper towel. Chives are ready. Have another sip of my drink. Now I'm going to sit and watch the oven. The skin is popping up, though. I think very confusing that he said baking soda in the flavor approach, but baking powder on the recipe. Kind of amazing. It is kind of nice. that I know I've done a little bit of meat on the podcast, but now that Becca's off, doesn't require making two different things or adjusting for her. We can do a little more meat. Only problem is I'm trying to be a bit more vegetarian because I think it's better for the earth. I'm going to have to flip these over again if they don't get quite brown enough on the other side. We're at 15 minutes. Sure, we flip. All right, let's pull these puppies out and take a look at them and poke them with a thermometer. Just seeing the browning I want.
We're going to do something a little bit risky here. Pop these under the broiler for some direct heat. Now be careful when using the more open flame as the fat from the chicken wings may sputter and ignite. Watching may be required if you're going to do this, just to make sure you're not setting fire to the inside of your oven. So I'm going to watch these for a few minutes and hopefully get them more crispy and brown. We applied the heat from the broiler for a few minutes and we are getting a bit more browning. It's not beautiful and all the way around like I was hoping for. And looks like I really did mess this up by using the baking soda versus the baking powder. And it really makes me wonder if that acidic element is bringing something to the table. Although the flavor approach was talking about increasing the pH, which means lowering the acidity, when exposed to heat, that you would think that you could produce the same results with just baking soda, but clearly that is not the case. I will need to look into this, but might as well get these wings sauced up and give them a taste, because I can't wait to taste this sauce. It is so good. Yep. There's not a lot of crisping going on with the skin. So that's disappointing.
The sauce, on the other hand, is amazing. So. Yeah. Amazingly, can't even taste the mustard. It kind of disappears. But the pomegranate, cumin, poppy seeds, chili, a lot of pepper, really tasty. Might need to add a little more salt.
Maybe not.
But apparently, I'm just going to eat these. Delicious. Love the sauce. We'll put it on other things. All right, hold on. Might be the messiest thing we've ever made on High Gluttony. Have to clean my fingers before I get into stopping this. All right, gluttoneers. Thank you for joining me. Hopefully you enjoyed this. And away we go.
Hi, guys. Just putting a little addendum in here. Once I started editing this episode, I really needed to... I decided I really needed to look into what our friend Kenji actually says about making baked chicken wings. And turns out the baking powder, it is important, as if we didn't already figure that part out. This is a quote from Kenji's Best Oven Fried Chicken Wings recipe. One final advantage from the baking powder. During its overnight rest on the chicken, it soaks up some of the protein-laden chicken juices from within. As it heats, it forms carbon dioxide gas in the same way that it would in a cookie dough or cake batter, inflating these juices into bubbles, which are then naturally hardened by the heat of the oven. And as we know, extra bubbles mean extra surface area, which means extra crunch. The other part that Kenji stresses is the overnight drying. He tried several different methods, steaming. He tried direct frying in the oven, which did produce a good result, but still wasn't the right texture. So the overnight drying with the baking powder and the salt is unfortunately essential to getting this recipe right. But I'm going to give this another go just because I love the chicken wings and I would love to get this recipe right, especially because I am obsessed with this sauce. I was putting it on so many different things. Got to give it another go. Already thinking of different ways to experiment with this and looking forward to taking another swing at this recipe when I have the chance. Anyway, gluttoners, I will see you on the next episode.